We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic scenery.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, sweet viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa and Telsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia and Telsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
It's a
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iran launches the construction of more than 17,000 new homes. In technology news, Olak or Vietnam takes steps to improve marine safety. In community news, a 10-year-old American girl donates her earnings to help animals. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 22nd, is the Independence Day of Mali, a West African country southwest of Algeria which attained her sovereignty in 1960. Its rich architecture can be seen at the cliff of Bandi Agara, land of Dogons, and the old towns of Djenné, both locations of United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Great Mosque of Djenné is the largest mud brick building in the world and recognized by many architects as the greatest achievement of the Sudano-Sahelian style. The city of Timbuktu, situated in Mali, was an internationally famous center of Islamic culture. It is also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. May the creative residents of Mali have a celebratory Independence Day.
Flying news. Volcanic activity warnings in US and Indonesia. On Tuesday, September the 20th, the Alaska Volcano Observatory in the US noted through satellite images that the Cleveland Volcano in the Aleutian Islands has begun oozing lava. Their instrument readings also revealed that a lava dome within the 5,676-foot peak has been growing, raising concern that an eruption may occur.
Meanwhile, scientists are monitoring Mount Tambora on the island of Sumbawa, Indonesia, which had the largest volcanic eruption ever recorded in the world in 1815 that claimed up to 90,000 lives, causing global temperatures to fall and leading to massive crop failures. The volcano has recently registered increased tremors, prompting officials to raise the alert status to the second highest level for the past 2 weeks, with villagers within 3 kilometers of the crater ordered to evacuate. However, hundreds of residents well outside the danger zone also left their homes, with many who returned only after several days of assurances by officials that it is currently still safe to do so.
Our appreciation, U.S. and Indonesian officials and scientists, for your careful monitoring to ensure the public safety. We pray that all beings may be protected from such potential disasters, as humanity's more benevolent ways help to stabilize the ecosphere.
Wildfire forces evacuations on Spain's Ibiza Island. As of Tuesday, September 20th, up to 1,200 people were still unable to return to their homes as a fire had threatened to engulf a residential area near the town of Santa Eulalia. Firefighters working with the assistance of planes and helicopters were striving to extinguish the blaze, which had ignited Sunday on the east side of the Mediterranean island and spread rapidly through pine forests due to dry conditions and high winds. With more than 100 hectares of woods consumed, emergency services stated that the flames appeared to be under control on Tuesday, as fire crews continued working to extinguish them and monitor the region in case they flared again. Our appreciation, Spanish firefighting officials and personnel, for your efforts to safeguard lives and the environment. May such dangerous conditions soon ebb with our concerted kindness toward all fellow beings on Earth.
Earthquakes rattle Kuril Islands, Mexico, Japan, and Vanuatu. On Saturday, September the 17th, 4 tremors were recorded off the Kuril Islands in Russia's Far East. Within just 2 hours, according to the Emergency Situations Ministry, the quakes measured 5.8, 5.9, 6, and 7.1 in magnitude. Also that morning, in the Americas, Mexico's National Seismological Service, or SSN, reported 4 quakes, as the state of Chiapas was first rocked by a 4.2 magnitude tremor centered 68 kilometers northwest of Chintalapa, followed by one measuring 4.1 on the Richter scale, 131 kilometers south of Hidalgo City. a 3.8 magnitude quake then struck 79 kilometers southwest of Coal Comian de Vasquez Palares in the state of Michoacán, while one of magnitude 3.9 was reported 7 kilometers southwest of Guadalupe, Victoria, Baja California.
Off the east coast of Honshu, Japan, a magnitude 5.6 tremor struck on Sunday, 190 kilometers southeast of Hachinohe in Aomori Prefecture, with another 5.0 magnitude quake occurring 82 kilometers northeast of Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture early on Wednesday. The South Pacific island of Vanuatu was shaken by a magnitude 5.3 tremor centered 81 kilometers north of Isangel. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries from any of the quakes.
With thankfulness for the security of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that such instabilities are curbed through our strivings for more conscientious stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
What's even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup. But my love's overflowing, with full devotion to my caretaker, for my whole life I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum-yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day, waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end I'd still smile happily. Oh, how I love, love you so. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 489. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Landmark UN meeting calls for disease prevention to preserve both health and economies. In its second session ever to address human health, the United Nations General Assembly meeting opened this week with a two-day forum on halting the impact of non-communicable diseases, or NCDs.
This meeting must be a wake-up call for governments at their highest level. This must be a watershed event with a clear before and after. With ignorance, complacency and inertia replaced by awareness, shock, and the right actions right away.
With keynote speakers that included UN World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan, UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food Olivia de Schutter, World Economic Forum Senior Director of Health Olivier Raynaud, and Anne Keeling, President of the NCD Alliance, a coalition of about 2,000 health organizations worldwide. Participants addressed issues surrounding leading NCDs, such as cancer, type 2 diabetes, and heart and respiratory disease. Although these illnesses are now known to be almost entirely preventable through changes in diet and lifestyle, the UN World Health Organization, or WHO, noted that in 2008, some 36 million fatalities, representing more than 60% of the deaths worldwide, were due to NCDs.
Our meeting today awakens us to the reality that NCDs have now surpassed HIV and AIDS as the leading cause of death worldwide.
Also released was a study conducted by the World Economic Forum and the U.S.-based Harvard School of Public Health, the first to document adverse economic effects of non-communicable diseases, which stated that they could cost the global economy $47 trillion U.S. dollars within 20 years. At the same time, the study concluded that NCDs could be curbed at very little expense by working to eliminate the main risk factors of alcohol, tobacco, unhealthy foods, and sedentary lifestyles. At the meeting's conclusion, a pledge was made by the UN world leaders toward comprehensive preventive action with a declaration that stated, non-communicable diseases can be prevented and their impacts reduced, with millions of lives saved and untold suffering avoided. Proposed measures included higher taxation of harmful alcohol and tobacco, along with policies to support healthier diets, such as agricultural subsidies that improve access to wholesome food, like fruits and vegetables.
We should encourage individuals to make the smart choices that will protect their health. I refer not only to food manufacturers, but also the media, marketing, and advertising companies that play central roles in these enterprises.
Since the first health issue of HIV/AIDS was addressed a decade ago by the United Nations, there has been significant progress on preventing and treating the virus. The body's hope is that non-communicable diseases will see the same advancements.
We've shown that when the nations of the world come together, we can achieve great improvements in health.
Many thanks, United Nations, World Health Organization, and all other participants and contributors for your commitment to eliminating these devastating but preventable diseases. May leaders everywhere work to implement measures that restore vibrant health and well-being to fellow citizens across the globe.
Former Afghan president remembered. His Excellency Burhanuddin Rabbani, who had been serving as a chief peace negotiator for the country, passed away at his home Tuesday, September 20th, from injuries caused by munitions that also killed the person who set off the explosion.
The statesman, who had served two terms as president, had most recently been selected to head the Afghan High Peace Council, comprised of prominent leaders working to negotiate with Taliban members toward a goal of national reconciliation. As hundreds marched in mourning, Afghan President Hamid Karzai paid a tribute to the former president's life and diplomatic role, saying the mission that he had undertaken was vital to the Afghan people and for the security and the peace of our country. We will miss him very, very much.
We join in sincere condolences to the family and friends of former President Rabbani. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and grace, as we pray that his legacy of peaceful endeavors continues for the benefit of all Afghan people.
Save our planet. The Fijian government announces the relocation of Navuni Dugolawa village, the second such community on the island of Vanua Levu, needing to move inland in the past decade as residents strived to mitigate the tolls of rising sea levels and climate change on the low-lying island nation.
Save our planet. In an effort to save rare shinerfish species from the drying Brazos River in Texas, USA, State Parks and Wildlife Department biologists rescue more than 3,000 on September 15th and 16th, 2011, bringing the aquatic animals to live in a safer location until the weather conditions improve.
Save our planet. With wildfires having scorched millions of acres of farmland, farmers in September 2011 struggle in central South Africa to harvest their crops as fields of maize wither under the sun in severe drought conditions.
Hi viewers, I'm Buffo the Bison, and I'm eating wholesome plants and grains. I'm here with a tip on dental hygiene. To maintain good oral health, some recommendations include regular flossing and changing your toothbrush at least every 3 months as bacteria builds up on it. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
In good governance news, Iran launches the construction of more than 17,000 homes in the southern Fars province. The new residences are part of the Mir housing project with the goal of assisting low-income families by providing affordable accommodation. Land has been prepared for 1 million units, among which over 600,000 have building contracts signed. Our grateful salute, Iran, for taking care of the needs of your citizens. May the kind-hearted people of your nation flourish in peace and plentitude with Allah's blessings.
In technology news, OLAC, or Vietnam, takes steps to improve marine safety. The Vessel Traffic Services System will be put into effect at all seaports within the nation. Through the use of its automatic identification system, it will also be able to help monitor ship traffic, aid in search and rescue, and identify environmental hazards. Kudos, OLAC, or Vietnam, on this significant advancement. May it bring great benefits to your beautiful land, sea, and people. Coming up, a 10-year-old girl donates half her savings to an animal shelter. We'll take a moment to remember God within. Stay tuned for more constructive news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, Merry News for a Joy-Filled World. In community news, a 10-year-old American girl donates her earnings to help animals. Miriam Drake Weiss from Moscow, Idaho, is raising funds for the Humane Society of Palouse in the city, reports KLEW-TV of Idaho. Her jobs from which she has made almost $100 include dog walking and taking care of chickens, dogs, salamanders, a cat, and her school class chinchilla. Miriam is giving half of her income to the animal shelter. Our hats off to you, Miriam, for your generous spirit. May all animal co-inhabitants thrive in joy and safety, surrounded by love. Supreme Master Qinghai is offering $1,000 for Miriam Drake Weiss's school favorites and or in support of her noble project.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Bulgarian entitled, Preparing Fruit.
Съпругът, защо имаш кръв по ръката? Съпругът отговори. О, порязах се от невнимание, докато режех плодовете. Съпругът, какво? Този път не те чух да изпищяваш? Съпругът, о, мислех, че не си у дома.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the author Aurelia Louise Jones on the Tolosian people of Lemuria on a journey through aesthetic realms. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Much love to Lemuria and Masters and Amar, Adama and our brothers in the light, and of course to Aureli. Blessings, love and peace. Rosa from Spain.
Radiant Rosa, it's great to hear from you. How inspiring to know about the noble Tolosians and great masters of the past and present. We pray humanity soon reaches levels of compassion towards all beings as our loving brethren from Lemuria. May heaven's grace be with you and all the enlightened souls of Spain.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be ever more guided by the love and wisdom of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Progress toward resuming nuclear disarmament talks is noted in a meeting between nuclear negotiators for South and North Korea, as the South Korean government also approves a rare trip to the North by leaders of seven of the nation's largest religious groups for the purpose of promoting peace on the Korean Peninsula.
U.S. Ambassador to Pakistan Cameron Monther announces that the U.S. plans to reduce military spending in the country while increasing donations for civilian aid, including helping Pakistan reduce energy blackouts by improving the country's energy sector.
At the direction of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos of Omani, the Omani Charitable Organization begins airlifting 720 tons of medical supplies, equipment, food, tents, and other relief materials to aid drought-stricken Somali citizens.
With 139 countries recognizing Palestine as an independent sovereign nation prior to a September the 23rd UN meeting in which President Mahmoud Abbas will request official recognition, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and donor nations also affirm the Palestinian territory's readiness for statehood.
To help reduce the damage caused by tobacco, the Australian government releases new health warnings for tobacco products and announces that effective in 2012, graphic images and text relating to diseases caused or worsened by smoking are to be increased from the current 30% to instead cover 75% of cigarette packs.
The family of late British singer-songwriter Amy Winehouse commemorates her 28th birthday by launching a charitable foundation in her name dedicated to helping young Britons recover and be freed from harmful drug and alcohol addictions.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.